All right, so we're here with Ken Hobbs of the Knights of Columbus here in Fort Clunge. Ken, how's it going?
Going great, thanks.
Awesome. So could you tell us a little bit about the guignolet there that you guys had?
Okay, we had, last Friday night we did our collection around town, Fort Clunge and Mansfield. There's 11 sectors altogether, and we had about between 55 and 70 people going around all the different sectors Friday night from door to door. And then we had about another 20 to 30 people working at the hall, separating the food when it came in and putting it in the boxes. At the end of the night, we ended up putting food aside, or putting food in food boxes for about 98, 99 families.
And so how does that compare to previous years there?
Last year we did 108, so we're down just a wee bit. Last year we gave in bulk to one organism that separated it up into different families for us. But this year was a little bit below, but not much. Like we aim for try and help out 100 families if we can, you know, plus or minus there. So it worked out pretty good.
And is it just food items and stuff that you're collecting? Do you collect money as well, or how does that work?
Yeah, we collect money. When they go door to door, each team has at least one or maybe two boxes, and people can put money in directly in themselves in the box. Or food, and when all the teams come back to the hall, there's a group of people that just takes care of the money, counting the money for each sector, and as well as all the food is checked to see if there's any out of date food, and then it's all separated, you know, with pastas together and soups together and all that. So that, and then once it's all separated, then it goes into the boxes to try and make each family's box fairly similar to the next one.
Okay, I was going to say, like, so what exactly or typically goes into an individual box? Like, well, how much are we talking here?
As an organization, the Knights, we go out and buy turkeys. This year was butterball turkeys between 5 and 7 kilos. So say roughly 14, 15 pound turkey, 10 pound bag of potatoes, bread, milk, eggs, margarine, Kraft dinner, peanut butter, cereal. Those are the items, the basic items that we buy. And then we complete the rest of the boxes with items that we get from the population. And a lot of that is pasta, a lot of that is canned goods, some more cereals, stuff like that. And that's what makes up the different boxes for everybody.
And so how far of a distance are you going? Just covering for Fort Clunge, Mansfield area, or how?
Yeah, basically it's Fort Clunge and Mansfield only. And we generally get a list of people on our list from Boeuf Pontiac. Boeuf Pontiac gathers the names for us. They're entitled to check people's annual salary and make sure that they live within our two different areas here, Mansfield, Clunge. And then on top of that, once we get the list, we go into the community, and we've gone to this year, Poupar School, the grade school, gave us about 17 names of families that could be helped. We have people from the community. One in particular that was very, very helpful last year, and unfortunately she passed away, was Annette Frost. And she identified 17 families last year, and each family really needed the help. So they would have stayed on our list, and we've gone to other people. We're looking at going maybe to the CLSC to make sure that we've reached 100, and we're hoping to get 100 families that really need it, you know, or even more if we have to. But that's our goal. So we go into the community, and we try and make sure that the people that need it are getting it, whether they want it, whether they've asked for it or not.
And so how does the distribution work? Has it already happened yet, or are you guys?
It has happened. So the Friday night, the group of people, like the 55 to 70 people that come in during the evening with all their food, bring it into the hall. The 20 to 30 people in the hall working in the hall stay there. Most of them stay there right to the wee hours of the morning till all the food is in the boxes. The next morning, the Saturday morning, from 8 to 10, we have the families coming in to pick it up. Some families that either are, the people are either physically unable, or maybe they're elderly, or maybe they're sick from, you know, a serious disease, or maybe they just don't have the finances to afford the transportation to come and pick up their food. we'll deliver that in that case. So most of the families come in, we deliver to about 24 families. Yeah. So it's all done. The whole distribution has been completed.
And as far as the money goes, how is that used to purchase the items that you guys have? That
yeah, most of the money that's picked up is used for is used to buy the food that we put in the boxes as a base set of items. There is some money that's left over that's kept to help different families that for whatever reason have difficulty throughout the year. They can go to the Knights, and the Knights, you know, there's a committee there that'll look at their request and in most cases give them some money to help them get through the hard time they're going through.
And so how much did you raise this year?
This year's tallies aren't complete yet. We're still waiting for stuff to come in from different businesses. If I look at like last year when we collected on the Friday night was between 7,500 and 8,000, somewhere around there. So it's very generous of the population. I mean, it's extremely generous that people go out of their way to help like they do. It's very nice.
And the volunteers that you guys have there, are they entirely the Knights of Columbus, or who's helping you here?
Yeah, that's an amazing story in itself. But to answer your question, there's a few Knights. The small, I'd say less, maybe 25%, maybe a little bit more. But there's a lot of people in the community, men and women and children, that participate in collecting. And it's nice to see that you've got grandkids helping grandfathers who were kids at the time when they helped their father and their grandfather. So in some cases, it's a tradition that's been handed down for like over 30 years. And it's really, really nice to see the young people helping out, because going from door to door, you're doing a lot of walking. This year with the icy conditions, I mean, it's just nice to have younger people out there helping. It's great. And it's really nice to see how some people go really out of their way to put food aside and even money in an envelope and make sure that we see it when we go to their door, even if they're not there. Some people really go out of their way to help. And it's really gratifying, really gratifying.
Sounds like it's a pretty long-standing tradition in the community. Do you have any idea how far back it goes? Or
I'm going to say it goes back at least between 40 and 45 years since the Knights were established in Clunge. So it's a long-standing tradition, and it's one that's extremely gratifying when you get involved. Even people helping out, you know, like I tell some people, you might not see the results of picking up the food and spending the time that you do on giving up your Friday night, but there are families that are very, very appreciative, and I'm sure you know, they're pretty emotional, I think, in some cases, when they can invite their families into their homes, knowing that they have enough food to maybe invite their grandchildren or their kids home where they otherwise wouldn't have been able to. So it's very gratifying from that perspective.
And Ken, I want to thank you for your time, and I also want to congratulate you and the rest of the volunteers there on doing a great job. I'll give you the last word here. If you have anything you want to say to the volunteers or to the rest of the community there.
Just a great thank you on behalf of all the volunteers that's spent their Friday and Saturday. And then there's others that start a week or two ahead of time, and they're doing all kinds of little things that make it such a big success. And as well, I have to go out of my way to say thanks again to the local businesses that stepped up again. We don't have the final tallies yet, but there are some businesses here that really go out of their way to help. And all the people that really donated, whether they were at home or whether they weren't at home, whether they only could give one or two items or were able to give a lot more. It's everything goes to that cause. And when you look at the big picture, it's a great community event. It's a great community event.